When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two-time Pro Bowl running back Doug Martin suffered a concussion against the Atlanta Falcons and sat out the remainder of the Buccaneers 34-20 loss. The Bucs now fall to 4-7.
Oh, okay, but can I tell you something? I'm not mad at Fitzpatrick.
Well, Fitzy's doing a great job.
Fitzy's doing a great job. Fitzy almost led the team to a comeback.
Yeah. Fitzy's your new quarterback, by the way.
For real.
Jameis Winston, if these other charges stick against him and stuff, I think he's done.
As long, if Fitzy can grow his beard back and he doesn't try to eat any W's, Fitzy's our guy.
Oh, I know. Fitzy would never try and eat a W.
No.
He went to Harvard.
It's so weird.
I was very impressed with Fitzy. I mean, he started throwing some balls to DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I mean, since he was in there, he's been throwing to him. Our defense is terrible, except for Brent Grimes, who is the new Rondé Barber of the team. He's the most consistent guy of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I could beat him up. Miko Grimes I cannot beat up. Brent Grimes I can beat
up. If you beat up Brent Grimes, wouldn't that be like a hate crime or whatever?
Hate Grimes?
No, but like his... Isn't he... Was he special?
No, he's not special.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
See his face?
I don't think he looks fine. What
he got in Hard Knocks. His wife was talking, and then he...
He's not... He's, like, not much of a talker. He's a shy guy. You think you gotta touch him?
Look at that! Look at that!
He's got a
he's got like
interesting jawline.
He's got like old man baby face.
Oh my!
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Benjamin Button.
Those little kids.
Yeah, yeah, they get old.
He's got the opposite of that.
What is that thing called? That disease where they get old?
I just call it the Benjamin Button.
See, look, he's handsome there.
Old man baby.
Old man baby face.
What is that disease where babies age? They get age. They turn into old people when they're little.
I don't know. I'll always have it on like Sally Jesse Raphael.
Yeah. There's the bird kids and then the old people kids. And
Progeria is what
Progeria. I wish they all lived in villages where you can go visit them. Oh, like if there was a village with old baby kids, I'd go visit that.
The most amazing is we talked about it before, and the girl had called and said, I believe her brother.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Stop.
Joey.
Take that
Joey.
Off.
Turn it off.
What?
Oh,
no. It's
no.
A little monkey baby.
No.
What the hell is that? Why does that baby have such back hair?
Oh, it's a puppy.
Seriously.
Oh, you can't love that.
That's an alien.
Nobody loves that.
If that was mine, I'd kiss it.
Would you?
And then I'd set it on fire.
Is that home movies?
Oh, no.
You don't know about Monty?
Oh, look at the dad. It looks just like the dad.
The dad's like, burn it with fire.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Caesar.
Oh
man.
All
she's
right.
Like,
please stop showing that.
Look at her. She's like, did that come out of me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Suey mama.
It looks like a lizard. Kill it.
Is that back?
Kill it with fire.
Pet it.
Oh, no.
Oh, terrible.
First thing I would do is shave that baby.
Oh, no. What is all over
that's
right
now? That's the umbilical cord.
All right, Joe, you got to stop. Uh-huh. You got to stop. You're killing me.
So gross.
Oh, my God.
If you don't have Bone TV, you're lucky.
Michael Crabtree and Aqib Talib started a huge brawl in the Broncos-Raiders game yesterday, which was carried over from an incident last year when Talib ripped off a chain of Crabtree's off his neck.
Right.
They were both ejected. We actually have some video from it on Bone TV if we can get the horrible babies off there. Here we go.
Stewart and Simmons are the safeties. Talib there at the top of your screen covering second down and six.
You ready? Set.
More Lynch, we've seen a lot already.
Listen to how excited this announcer gets whenever he sees there's a fight.
Among them, a couple down there, and Pecco with his hands right around his ankles. Oh, we have a fight on the other side.
Whoa.
Look at this. After Crabtree, helmets being thrown. Talib grabbed it off. Referee is down, and look at holding on to his ribs.
There's like 25 guys.
Yeah,
that started
flags
with
everywhere.
It was Crabtree on Aqib Talib. Remember, there's some history between these two guys, and I think that's really where the fight started. Crabtree actually blocks him
Look at we have another one right
Look
here.
Look at this.
Oh, and a swing right
well,
there.
This is crazy because now you're going to get ejected from the game. I mean, this is just selfish. When your own self-interest are more important than the team, then you put yourself and your team at risk. And that's just
Crabtree tried to throw a punch at a guy with a helmet on.
Yeah. Not the
you
brightest thing in the world.
Exercise some self-control.
You would think they could afford new chains.
Well, now they kind of explained what happened last time.
Aqib Talib is trouble, man.
During last season's Week 17 meeting in Denver, Aqib Talib and Crabtree got into it, and he took that gold chain and ripped it off his neck.
And put it down his pants.
Snapping it in half. And then moments ago, here's what happened.
Yeah, I think this, look.
This is
watch,
great.
Watch this block.
Look, you push them out into the sidelines and then push them back like 7 yards.
You just knew that this was going to happen.
That's crazy.
That's great.
I saw somebody tweet out, he said he was just mad because his grandmama gave him that chain. He wanted his chain back.
Listen. You need more fights like this in the NFL to get people excited. Mm-hmm. This is the best thing. This is the highlight of yesterday.
So Crabtree wound up watching the rest of the game from a suite. They showed him he was up in the suite. This is Crabtree talking about the situation after it happened.
Nah, I have no history with nobody. I just feel like they acting, you know, it's actors. I mean, you ain't tough. You ain't D-ing nobody up like this. I mean, you acting. You snatching chains on the field. Like, what you accomplish? You hard? You tough? They make you tough? You snatch the chain in front of the police and take off running. Like, what the? Like, childish, man.
It looked like you were just stunned.
Yeah, it looked like I wanted to hit him. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to, once again, to make a business decision. I didn't want to get kicked out of the game.
That's talking about the first incident.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if he seemed really calm and shocked and stunned, but he waited till the next meetup to go ahead and start all this and cause his team penalties and... That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he swung this time, for sure.
Well, terrible swing, by the way. Plant that back foot, buddy.
Yeah.
Come on.
And you're swinging on a guy who has a helmet,
yeah, that's
and
so
you
good.
Missed by like 3 feet. You really didn't want to hit.
When he opens his arms, he's like, what, you going to come at me?
Aqib Talib will beat up a cab driver and anybody else he has to beat up to. Hey, NFL empty seats, yes or no?
NFL empty seats.
There are empty seats at the NFL games now as a result of the Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, yeah, sure, there's some. Yeah.
Man, Galvin, I read that story yesterday where they said, you know, it was a conservative news site, and it said, you know, NFL still suffers empty seats. And I went, no, it doesn't. I go, you know who's suffering? The people whose teams suck. And then I looked at all the pictures that they posted, and then I went, okay, well, then what do they, like, they show couples taking pictures by the field, and they're over there, yeah, because then would they go there an hour before the game? Then they started posting pictures with the clock on it and the teams on the field. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, it was I mean, I would have to assume that people are sticking to their protest. I don't know why. I'm going to say what Ian Beckles would say. Why you would let that affect you, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Even if you disagree with it. I mean, still you're losing out on football and nothing's changing.
Right,
they're not going to change anything.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Move to a country where they force you to stand for the national anthem if you're that into it. Anyway, without getting into all that again, I just was surprised that it's still as empty as it is now.
Carmen, what would you say is the sexiest alcohol?
Sexiest?
Yeah. Like, what do you drink? You're feeling sexy or you want to get it on?
Normally wine.
Wine?
Bill Cosby said it's damn it. It would have been much better if I could think of the joke. Maybe not much better, but better. Mm. What was it? What was he giving them? Brass monkey. No, the other one. Spanish fly. Thank you, Joe.
That was the drug, though, not
Yeah, that's
alcohol.
What you put in the drug.
Yeah.
All right. That's good stuff.
Well, a new study found the most common feelings we get from different types of booze. Doing shots or drinking cocktails are most likely to make you feel sexy, energized, and confident, but they also make you likely to get sick, make you aggressive, and possibly make you sad and start crying.
If you can't handle your alcohol. Yeah.
Right. They say red wine is most likely to make you feel relaxed. Or tired.
Yeah, sleepy.
Beer is also good at making you feel relaxed, but it's also least likely to make you feel sexy. You feel bloated.
Yeah, for real.
And doing all that stuff. White wine is basically neutral. It doesn't have a strong impact on any of your feelings, good or bad.
I get very, if I drink too much, very depressed. Alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, if I have a couple of shots... And a couple of Budweisers, I'm king of the world.
Yeah.
I can lift cars. But if I drink a hard alcohol like the whole night, yeah, by the end of the night, I'm just sad. Ooh, miss my kids. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Nobody wants that.
And then finally in news, a new study found the number one thing that makes us angry when we're doing our Christmas shopping. What do you think it is? Number one thing makes you angry while you're Christmas shopping.
Rude people.
Rude people.
Yeah. Huh?
Spanish?
The number one thing that makes you angry while you're Christmas shopping is the lines.
Lines?
Yeah.
A little bit closer. Carmen, what do you think?
People in the lines that like don't know how to use like the self-checkout or the 10 or less rule.
You're a little bit closer.
Oh, I hate those people.
People walking slowly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes. The stores. Yeah, 84% of us find that annoying, and lots of us will actually do something about it. 51% will go down different aisles to avoid those people. If you look and you're like, oh, Jesus, look at these people. 15% say they will say something or make some sort of noise to let people know that they're in the way. Constantly. I am constantly going, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Walking.
Speed it up.
Right behind you. Here we go.
Hey, listen, I know, like, a lot of times I'll see a situation on the road where somebody's going slower than they should be, or they have they're in a turning lane, and I have to go, okay, there could be something going on that I'm unaware of. Maybe they drop something in the car, and I don't know. I give them a minute to get over it, you know, to fix whatever the problem is. But I don't understand the people that, like in Disney, the thing that bothers me the most is you have a family of six, and you guys are trying to decide what ride you're going to go on, and you stop in the middle yes. of an entryway.
Yeah.
Like, have some respect for other people.
They're walking six across.
Ugh.
That's the best.
Just get out of the entryway. Take a look at your surroundings and try to be thoughtful.
You know what those people are? Those are dumb people.
Yes.
It's not that they're inconsiderate. It's not that they're not don't pay attention. They're dumb, and they don't realize that there's other people on the earth. 11% of people say they'll actually push past them. I'm pretty sure I'm in that 11%.
Yeah.
The study also found that they bother women more than they bother men. I don't know if that's true.
My wife
more
is
women go shopping,
and my wife women is way shopping. More affected
yeah.
than I am.
Yeah,
yeah, because my wife will get upset about it, and I will walk by and just throw a couple of elbows. Makes me feel better.
It's all the time. Like, people will be walking super slow or walking four, you know, side by side and doing all that, and I'll go, walking. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. And then I go around them, like, whenever they look back. Also, another thing is whenever they're texting and walking, and they have their head down, and I just go, bah! Right up, right until they get right to my face and just scream super loud.
You see what my wife does? Just slap the phone out of your hand.
Terrible.
I will walk by them, and I'll go, yeah, stand right in the middle of the doorway there.
Yep.
I'll just say that.
This is a perfect spot to have a conversation in the doorway. You're great at this. You're really good at living life. That is it for news.
I used YouTube to fix a car problem over the weekend.
Oh, man, how proud of you.
I mean, I actually didn't fix it, but I diagnosed it and helped with me and YouTube, and
yeah.
I really felt good about it.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like a man a little bit.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.